This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Let's get to our personal finance spring cleaning spectacular. And the good news? The first step is already behind you. You filed your taxes, and you likely learned what needs tweaking.
I learned, actually, that I didn't make as much money this year as I thought I did. Also, I moved from New York to L.A., so I also learned there's a lot of differences between different deductions you can get on a state-by-state basis. I think I actually lost some deductions that I would have made because I moved in the middle of the year.
I noticed that we couldn't claim nothing out of an itemized list. We couldn't claim a lot of stuff that we could have because we tend to spend more things of what we want, not what we need. Go out to the movies a lot, going out to the bars and things like that we could cut down on.
I've been married for 2 years, and this is the first year we actually had to pay taxes, and it's really unclear to me why this year. It's like, we have to pay. That's probably because we made more money this past year. But then when you talk to other people, contemporaries, friends, and everyone's talking about getting money back, and you look and you're like, well, they seem all to be in the same bracket as us. That's when I feel confused.
And it is very difficult as a small business owner to not be able to get, you know, some of the benefits that these larger corporations get, which are massive deductions and subsidies. It's like, ugh, you know, we're dying here as little people.
My tax experience this year was very positive. I used TurboTax, and then within a week to 10 days, I got my return back electronically. And, I just need to be more diligent in saving, you know, receipts and things. And I didn't do many write-offs this year, and I guess I probably missed some opportunities to save some money. But I'll get on that next year.
And you just heard Megan Ortiz and Jose Chaure in Los Angeles, also Zach Pleasant and Marcus Waters in Washington, D.C., and Rebecca Lankish in New York City, all reflecting back on what their tax returns have taught them. Of course, they can reflect back because they made the deadline. But what if you missed the deadline to file or to request an extension? Or what if you messed up your taxes in more catastrophic ways? Who do you turn to then?
My name is Kelly Phillips Erb, and I am a tax attorney, and I practice in southeastern Pennsylvania. My job is to fix people's problems, fix people's tax problems. I fix returns that either weren't filed exactly the way they should have been or weren't filed exactly the way that IRS thinks they should have been. I help taxpayers tell their story and explain to IRS, here's why the mistake happened, and here's what we propose to do to fix it. So I do a lot of talking off of ledges. One of the things that I think is fun about my job is that I'm not just a tax attorney. I joke that I fix marriages. I had this great couple one time that I represented, and the taxpayer actually kept two sets of books. And I know everybody always reads about that and thinks it never happens. But this guy actually had two sets of books. He had two ledgers, and they were the old green ledgers, you know, with the long paper. And he had the money that he actually received in his cash-based business. And then he had a list that he reported to IRS. And his wife kept the one set of books and was completely in the dark about the other set of books. And of course, he got audited and he called me up one day and he said, I need you after all because my wife is making me. And we negotiated a settlement and it actually ended up going really well for the taxpayer and all was resolved. And I got the loveliest thank you from his wife who basically said, you know, now I don't have to kill him. And that kind of thing actually happens a lot in my practice because, again, sometimes it's the fear of the unknown, like what's going to happen. And you fight a lot because you're scared about what tomorrow might bring with the IRS. And so in this instance, it was just really terrific because, you know, not only did taxpayer save his business, he saved his marriage.
Tax attorney Kelly Phillips Erb, otherwise known as the Tax Girl, lives and works in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.